大众随长老礼佛三问讯。
We will follow Master Ren Jun to make three bows to Buddha.
一问讯。
First bow.
再问讯。
Second bow.
三问讯。
Third bow.
恭请仁俊长老上座。我们一起向仁俊长老一问讯。
Bow to Master Ren Jun.
请坐下。
Have a seat, please.
南无本师释迦牟尼佛。
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 诚因福念虚生生，福相福行真虚无二。今天是春季，到了春季这一天啊，大家呀都欢喜。今年呢，这个立宵啊，叫做虎年，虎年，哦，是这个虎啊，是百兽当中的王啊。如果真的有这个福气的人啊，他那个福气啊，非常非常的生动。好
，Spring welcomes the year of the tiger with an endless procession of new year.With the appearance of the tiger and the mind of a Buddha, animals and demons are tamed. Today, we celebrate the new year, the year of the tiger. Everybody are so happy with smiles on your face. Now, the year of the tiger,has been viewed as the king of all animals. A person with true spirit of a tiger is really, really full of life and full of energy.
现在是虎年，我们做一个人啊，这个也有一种老虎的精神。老虎啊会吃人的。现在我们真正做人的人啊，就是说啊，要把这个自我啊要吞掉。这个世间的一切苦难啊，都是自我造成的。换句话说，一切啊只顾到自己，顾不到人啊。现在我们要做一个什么样的人？这个人中之福啊，把这个害自己害人的那个自我把它吞掉，那么这样呢，这个人啊，他的福气啊，他这个神力啊，就非常的生动，非常生动。
Today, now tiger.What you mentioned earlier is the king of the animal. human beings also possess the kind of spirit that, like tiger. You know, tiger, they eat people. We as human beings, the human beings really knows how to be true human beings. Other ones knows how to deal with the self, the so-called self. If all the calamities, all the sufferings that we have, we are facing, are because they're all created by this self, the so-called sense of self. If we could learn from the tiger, the spirit of eating up that sense of self, swallow that completely, the sense of self, then we are like the tiger among the human being. And it is after we are able to completely swallow up this sense of self and dissolve that sense of self, then the true spirit, the spirit of that tiger inside us, will come out vividly and live just like the tiger in us.
人住的呀，非常生动，非常生动人。从表面上看来呀，说个他的相貌啊，像老虎啊一样。可是啊，就他内在来看啊，他的心啊，就同这个佛和菩萨一样。如果说是你的相貌像佛一样啊，那么许多的这个邪恶的事情啊，你就不去做了。你的心啊，同佛一样啊，一般人不敢担当的，不敢帮人的，你能担当，你能帮助人，那么用这样子的互相佛心啊，真虚谋啊。因此啊，他能镇压许多的这个畜生，许多的这个魔王啊，都在这个佛像佛形当中啊，受到了正佛了。换句话说啊，不再在人间作祟了。
No.We could live as a true human being, very, very alive, full of life. On the appearance, we resembled as a tiger. In our mind, in our heart, we resemble like a Buddha and a Bodhisattva. We could do things that other people dare not to do. We help people that other people will not try to do.This is exactly what we are trying to strive for. Appearance. We appear as a tiger so that all the demons, all the evil spirits will be shy away, will be scared away from our appearance. And yet, inwardly, we have the spirit of the Buddha and the Bodhisattva. So that's how we conduct ourselves in the world. AndThen we can deal with all the calamity, all the demonic spirits, and at the same time, we can help all the sentient beings that facing in front of us.
正觉须磨是心生，庄严世界成净土啊！说个这个种种的这个学生。有的时候啊，他呀，这个情绪不好，或者是伤人，或者呢是啊，许多的体魔外道，他以种种的邪恶的这个行为来引诱人走上 这一个生死的行道。那么现在说啊，你呢有福相福性了了，就能啊把种种的啊这个虚身或者体魔外道要正觉了了，是信身啊。那么这样子啊，整个的世界啊就能兴盛起来了。
Once all animals and demons are subdued, then the world prospers, and the world is adorned, and becomes a pure land. Like we mentioned earlier, if we could possess this appearance on the outside, like a tiger, then we were able to really fend off all these demonic spirits, all these evil animals,And innerly, we possess this spirit of the Buddha and Bodhisattva. And then, whatever this, not this bad mood or that we're facing, that we can be able to get rid of it, and then we could be shed off all these demonic bad behaviors andthat we can walk away from the path of death and life. And then the world will be that much more in peace. If we all live like a true human being, conduct ourselves the way like this, then the world will be much more in peace.
由于虚魔啊被占据来了，这个世界啊一天一天的啊兴旺起来了，殊胜起来了，转移世界成净土。那么这个时候呢，人知道怎么样子做人，也就是说从那个佛法当中啊，哦，了解了这个佛法，这个法是个什么呢？就是光明道路境界。所以说啊，我们懂得了佛所证的所啊说的这个法，这个法呀，就是最大的光明啊。由于最大的光明了啦，你就能走上了最大的清净正道，久而久之啊，组成了这个习惯，组成了这个力量了呢。因此啊，是说能到达自己所到达的究竟清净的理想境界，也就是净土啊。
Because we have tamed all the demonic spirits and animals, then the world will be prosperous. If every single human being knows how to be true human being, be a true human being, that means every one of us be able to reallyget benefits from the Buddha Dharma and learn from the Buddha Dharma. Then we will be able to really conduct ourselves as a true human being. What is Buddha Dharma? Buddha Dharma is bright. Brightness is the way, is the attainment. How if we understandBuddha Dharma, then our path is full of brightness. It's completely lightened up. It's pure. And then after a long, long time that we practice this way, completely follow the path what the Buddha had taught us, then eventually, we will reach into the path that each one of us are seeking for.
人人情何三身体善于创造善发明现在我们大家都得到人的这个生命人的生命啊我们就肯定它有人的这个绝大的这个价值因此啊得到了人生啊就要起这个大的这个清醒感为什么呢因为真正得到了人生啊有三种的这个殊胜那么这个三种的殊胜啊体上都没有这个一般的这个体系宗教啊都是以天啊为最高尚的了在佛法当中说过天啊只是享佛乐的这个地方但是啊真正听闻佛法的机会很少现在啊要真正能听到纯粹的这个佛法只有身在这个人间才能听到这个佛法所以啊佛法呀不主张升天要主张生生世世啊把五戒啊吃好了啊得到了真正的这个人性发挥真正的这个人格因此啊他才能真正的生生世世啊更进步啊
Human beings are the happy possessors of three unique qualities which surpass those of heavenly realms. Now every one of us here have this human life, possess a human body. We have to be really, really joyous, happy. You know why? Because this only human beings are able to practice the Dharma, able to really advance our practice. Therefore, Buddhism doesn't encourage people to be reborn in any kind of heavenly realms because in any one of heavenly realms, you will not be able to practice nor have the opportunity to really listen to the Dharma and practice because you don't have this human body to do it. Ordinary other in this world, the other religions, their highest attainment is to be reborn in the human realms. And for Buddhism, human realms is just one of the level, not the ultimate level of attainment. Now, therefore, we really truly have to treasure this human life and use every minute that we have in this world to practice, to really work hard.
现在说人有三个条件啊比这个体上的人啊都殊胜。哪三种呢一个是人的记忆力强。是说个人类的这个脑筋啊叫做脑海啊说个你善于用这个脑筋了就等于啊这个大海当中的啊那个潮水啊不断的高涨啊不断的、啊、这个奔腾那么现在说个人啊把脑筋啊用的呀适当这个时候啊他能创造这个文化 也能啊激烈这个文明。文化是什么？就是个真正的最高级的文化，是要画出了这个自我啊。这个世界的祸患之根啊，都是个人啊为了保护自我，到了某种情况之下他不惜要去伤害人。那么像这样子哦，这个人类就永远苦恼了了。现在说啊，能真正化容了自我了了，因为自我啊是害自己害他人的一个母源，现在把这个根本啊化容掉了，因此啊他能帮助一切人，能够啊解救啊一切人，所以说啊他能够真正的啊说发展一个大慈悲心。
Now, why do we say that human beings are better than all the heavenly realm beings because they possess three unique qualities? What are the three unique qualities?Of human beings. First, we have this capacity to remember phenomenal information. Our brain, the quality of our brain is able to remember is being described as like the sea. We were able to really come out of this brain. We can create different things, we can invent different things, we can create culture, civilization. It's all because we possess this unique quality in our brain. Now what is culture? What is really the true meaning of creating a culture? The true meaning of that is to dissolve completely our self-centeredness.Human beings create disasters, bad things. It's all come out of this self-protection, the so-called protective self-centeredness. And because we need to protect our self-centeredness, we do things to hurt other people. We don't really have a second thought based on the fact that we have to protect the sense of self, therefore we do a lot of things that are hurting others. So a true cultural, a person really understand what a true cultural means is a person completely dissolve the sense of self. And once this cause has been dissolved, then we were able to really, truly knowhow to help others, how to really be able to live in a life full of brightness.
二啊，是个人啊，一种勇猛的特殊精神。在古代啊，是个大江大海啊，高山深谷啊，那个时候啊你要想通过这个大海大江能够啊奔到上到这个最高山的指顶啊高峰指顶，能够啊下日到啊这个神国自己啊探险。因此啊说个人类的种种的这一种殊胜的这个境界，种种的啊探险的精神，它一天一天的增长，所以啊这个世界的文明啊也就一天一天的进步。
The second spirit that human beings possess is the spirit to adventure, to really adventurous into a very, very dangerous place. Like, we have the spirit to climb the highest mountain and go into the most deepest valley. And because we possess this adventurous spirit, therefore, day by day, the world become better and better, and the civilization becomes better and better. That true civilization arise in the world. It's all because of this unique quality of human beings, this adventurous spirit that we possess.
圣啊,就是梵行,这个梵行啊,就是清净的,或者是绝对的,究竟的,圆满的清净行为啊。 就说啊，你了解了啊，这个世间的种种情欲啊，一旦啊，被这个情欲的情感困住了，就互相呢，这个情感的这个绳索当中，你困住我，我困住你啊，大家相处的好的时候，哦，我欢喜你，你欢喜我。 相处的不好的时候是什么呢？大爱就大海呀，说爱到你什么程度，也就害到你什么程度。所以世间上啊，种种的这个情杀，它都是出自于大爱大海了。如果你能完全啊断绝了这个一般的这个情感的生活。 他完全啊，把这个心啊，身体啊，用得清净了，就得讲这些啊，都是困扰或者伤害彼此的。现在我要把这些甩脱了，要能真正过这个清净化的这个生活，那个身心自在呀、啊，安乐。
What is sainthood? People who attain that is because they be able to live in a pure life. Now, how do we do that? Why ordinary sentient beings are not be able to do that like a saint? It's because we entangled ourselves with this so-called worldly love affairs. When we love our partners, we really love each other. But when something happens that causes us unhappy, then we hate each other just as deep as we love each other. So we constantly be entangled with each other with this so-called love affair. Affectionate. Now, we need to really use wisdom to be able to cut through that. Not be entangled by it. Therefore, we are able to live with a pure conduct in our body and mind. This way, we truly will be able to truly live in a pure and happy, peaceful life.
由于人生具有这个三种的殊胜条件，你天上的这个神啊，都不会居住，只有人能做到。因此呢，信愿创造新发明啊。 所以人特具的条件是什么呢？他能欣赏于创造一切的文化和文明，啊，新发明，同时呢，说过去没有的种种的这个进步的啊或者进化的一切的现象。现在说讲人的这个头脑啊，它好。 他那个善语啊，范明过去是没有的啊，让这个世界呀、啊、文明啊一天一天的增长。
Again, human beings possess three unique qualities, like the heavenly realms, the so-called god and goddess, they don't have. Now human beings possess this quality, can create culture and create civilization, because we are able to create things to better our lives. We create things that our ancestors could not create, and we are able to continuously using this brain of ours, this quality of ours, to invent so that we have a better culture and better civilization.
脑海不停自嘲真心里狂喊北的冲我们通常说人的腿脑啊叫做脑海啊现在说个就是你这个啊人的腿脑不断地呀、啊、蹦腾就像大海的潮水呀、啊、不断地呀、啊、涨腾自潮涌那个智慧之潮啊就发出这个巨大的呀、啊、这个清净的这个警示的声音啊好
Second, the brains roar with waves of wisdom It'sThe second quality of human beings, the brain, the energy and the creation inside this brain is just like the ocean, constantly moving, constantly trying to strive for new ideas, new inventions, and create this, we come out with this wisdom, be able to also know what purity is.What pure life is, and we strive for living in pure life. That is a second quality of human beings.
啊，这个人啊，说啊是有脑有心啊，说啊这个脑啊像那个大海的自潮啊，不断的啊这个奔腾。那么因此呢我们的这个心地啊也非常旷海就是个心地也非常旷大能够啊涵容一切就是说啊不但是好人我要跟他学就是啊坏人啊我也不会讨厌他我要用种种的慈悲的这一个态度和智慧的善巧的这个教导那么去改变它那么这样子哦苏格你能旷海一气跟好人学有点跟坏人你能把这个坏人啊改变成好人哦那么这样子啊你这个慈悲的功德呀才能啊不断的扩充不断的扩充啊
Third, your mind ground is vast cavern abounding with compassion and virtue. Now, we have this phenomenal brain be able to create, invent. And also we have this mind ground that allowed us to practice. And the combination of this quality of this brain that we possess and this mind ground allowed us to become expansion. We are able to tolerate, our tolerance become enormous. And we were able to learn from good people, and we also be able to not dislike bad people, and we use our wisdom to really help people who are troubled and transform them and become not troubled people. If we do that, then that reinforce our own mind ground and become expansive, larger, and then when we transformed all these people who are troubled and the so-called bad people, then the world will become that much better and more peaceful to live in.
现在讲到这个北德的这个德呀，在佛法中啊，一种特殊的解释，就是讲真正有了慈悲的道德心来了，他一切讲都是为人类、为世界着想。不会啊，再为自己我想得到黄金，我想得到种种的呀、啊、稀奇珍宝，他把这个心啊完全啊开掉了，因为啊自己不再有贪得贪失的心，所有的一切都能够、啊、帮助许多的呀、啊、这个穷困的人。那么这样子哦，你这个道德呀才是真正的充实啊。
Now here, this so-called compassion and merits that we possess in our mind ground. Now this compassion in Buddhism has a special explanation. What is really a true compassion?A person possessed with true compassion is someone who doesn't arise this greediness for themselves. They think things to benefit others all the time. They don't think about how to benefit, do things for, to benefit themselves.Whatever they possess, whatever they do it for others. That is what we call a true, compassionate, and moral person.
两眼高瞻啊，视处是，双眼听候终极极啊。我们终于懒这样这个眼睛，可是啊一般人的这个眼睛啊都是啊只看到最近的这个家人哦，男人看女人，女人看男人，或者啊再看看自己的父母子女，这是一种人情之常啊，佛法并不否定这种，但是啊，你的两只眼睛啊，光是啊，关注在这些很缺少的、缺些的这个地方，那么这样呢，就所见不广哦，啊，所做的啊就不会大咯。所以啊，学了佛法以后啊，人的眼睛啊真的亮亮了，看到啊这个高处啊，换句话说，就一般人看不到的，他看到了；一般人做不出的，他做到了，是确实的。这样子啊，才能从这个世间上啊超出这个世间。这个世是什么呢？就三世流转啊，过去是，未来是，现在是，说过去是有过去是，未来是有无尽的未来是，现在啊 是过去时啊，与未来世中间的啊，一直啊桥梁，一条桥梁。那么现在，如果你能真正啊，把这个眼睛啊打开了，就不会啊，在这个三世当中啊流转。什么叫做流转啊？有的时候啊，做得好一点啊，就身体啊，得人啊。做得不好啊，就掉了中恶道，而且地狱啊，恶鬼出生。那么现在是说，你学了佛法，有了智慧了，看得个非常的高远啊，因此啊，超过了三世的流转，就能啊出世啊，就是说超出了三世的流转，你才能真正啊发挥。救度啊，这个生死当中的苦难众生啊。
Both eyes uplifted in lofty vision that see into this world and the transcendent world. Now we all have two eyes. But ordinary sentient beings use their eyes to see what's only in front of them.Man sees women, women see men. Sometimes we can see our own parents, our own children. These are just mundane affairs. Now Buddhism does not put down that. However, Buddhism encourages all the practitioners to...see more than just this narrow in front of us. Rather, open the eyes, see far and wide. Be able to see what other people do not see. Do things that other people are not dare of doing because they are dangerous.Now, what is this called worldly and transcending world? World and transcending world. We talk about past, present, and future lives. Now, the present life is just like a bridge between the past life and the future life.Now, if we can learn from Buddhism, truly transcending the attachment to this past, present, and future lives, and really dissolve this, the life and death cycle, then we are able toreally transcend this world. And when, it is when we really truly able to transcend this world, then we can truly completely helping people to alleviate their suffering.
超出世间一般人的这个精神和力量，或者是誓愿双眼听候终极机啊。那么这时候呢，是说你的两个肩膀啊，坐那挺得起来，能够啊后担众生，也能够后担自己啊。换句话说，到了这个时候啊，不自己的力量啊充分了，也能啊把这个力量啊扩充出去，能够啊度度啊许多的这个人。
The next one is two strong shoulders bearing their own burdens and that of all beings. It is because we possess this eye can see far and wide and be able to go beyond the worldly, ordinary, sentient being spirit. We see far and wide. Therefore, we have these two strong shoulders, can carry on the burdens of not just ourselves, but all other sentient beings. And the reason we could do that is because we are completely dissolved, transcend this worldly affair, jump out of this so-called the past, present, and future circles. Then we are with this inner spirit. It's endless. We have this endless energy and spirit. And because of that, we're able to help others and ourselves.
我来偿还无尽期啊，永不失联，不失足。那么现在是说啊，你有了这个能够挺合自己，也能挺合众人的一种本领，一种力量。 那么你具有什么样的特殊的这个能量，是往来成款无情劫。所以啊，到了这个时候啊，自己知道啊，负的这个责任太大了。做一个人的价值的开始，从什么地方开始？就是说，要从为这个世界的改造开始，啊。 因此啊，我呢，既然有这样的一种愿力了，我生生世世啊，也不会说我要生西方极乐世界，了出生死就好了，我要生东方越世六地世界，我永远的想这个清净的错报，我都不肯。为什么呢？我要负起这个新时代的。 自己应付的责任，所以啊，我要在这一个娑婆世界往往来来，永远的啊，不会有一个定期的，或者说永远如是，永不生灭，不是说。所以啊，我既然有了这样的啊，无尽期的啊，这一种的能量，这一种的势力，永远的啊，不会从你头上忘去了了。 更不会啊，在这个世界优化的这个种种的环境当中，再失足了，或者说永远停得住了。Entering
and leaving this world of dust, time after time, without limit, never losing their resolve, never losing their step. But because we possess this endless spirit, our eyes are able to open and see far and wide. Our shoulders are able to carry the burdens of ourselves and others. Then we understand what we really came to this world for. What is our true responsibility of coming to this world? We're coming to this world so that we can help ourselves and others. So that we can better this world. And because we realize this ultimate responsibility of coming to this world, then we make vows life after lifetimes to come back again to this world to fulfill our responsibilities as human beings in this world. Now once we really, truly realize that, we will not vow to go to the Amitabha's world to hide in there. We will not vow to go to the east, the medicine Buddha world. No, we will not. We come back here again and again, life after life, so to fulfill our true responsibility as a human being.
不走仙境啊，这个剑啊，可是仙，是个月啊，就月亮的月。不走仙境，不怕忙啊，任头痛奔波不倦呀。那么现在是说，我们既然啊了解了，应该对这个现实的世界呀负责任，所以啊。 我们应该怎么做呢？说个也不要住在这个陷阱当中。有的人说个为人啊，为世界啊苦啊，太苦了。所以啊，我有的时候要先静下来，自己啊想这个安乐。现在说不能住这个陷阱，为什么呢？因为世界上苦难的众生太多太多了。 需要我帮忙的地方啊，真是啊，不计其数的多啊，不怕忙，不论多少的这个事情到了面前来了，我呢能够静下心来，能够一件一件呢把它处理得很得当，就不会说我忙得很啊，我要休息不肯。
Never becoming complacent, never afraid to be busy. Now once we truly understand our responsibility of coming to this world as a human being, then we will not have the situation to say, oh, I'm so tired, I have to go and rest. No, because we truly know what we are here for. And as long as the world is not in peace, as long as there are suffering beings in this world, we will not rest. We will not go some quiet place and sit there and rest. No, we constantly work very hard. Whatever we can do, we do it one by one by one. We never to say to ourselves, oh, too much, I can't do this. It's too tiring. I can't do it. No. Because we truly know what we are here for. We truly make this vow that we are helping all sentient beings to alleviate the suffering. So as long as there are suffering beings, we don't rest. There's no time to rest. We do it one by one by one completely.
人头上奔波不倦 说个，我为了救人类、救世界的苦难，因此啊，在这个人潮当中啊，老是啊奔波，从来啊不是说我疲倦了，我要休息了，不肯这么样说。
Never afraid to be busy. Because we want to rescue all sentient beings. We want to rescue, make better of this world conditions. We are busily going in the midst of the human beings, constantly busy doing things to help others and help ourselves. Never rest. Stop.
念人众苦，周众乐。 笑迎苦迫把乱口啊！我们要真正啊，要救世界和众生的啊，这一个苦难，一定啊要有大的啊这个耐心，一定要有大的啊这个忍辱性。为什么呢？ 就是说啊，你要真正救众生的苦哦。有的时候啊，众生啊，他出灰了咯， 他还要叫你要吃苦头哦。这个时候啊，师叔啊，你就要挺起来，叔啊，我耐得住，我受得了啊，造众怒，我更进一步啊，为大众制造种种的这个快乐，不但是快乐，而且还为众生造这个安乐。这个快乐呀，是感情的方面的，安乐呀，是属于修学佛法，一个真正的心得了了，心安理得，永远的啊，活在这个清净光明当中，这个叫做安乐。
Able to endure untold suffering in order to make people happy, smiling and welcoming to those oppressed by suffering, extricating them from suffering. Now, to be able to really put ourselves out there helping the suffering sentient beings, we need to have this great ability to tolerate intolerable things and have this patience to let things happen in time. Why? Because when we are trying to help sentient beings, oftentimes the sentient beings will make us suffer physically. At that time, when we are encounter that situation, we will tell ourselves, because we understand ultimately that we are here, the responsibility that we have vowed to do. So we tell ourselves, it's okay. We can tolerate this. We can tolerate these very harsh conditions that have been put on us by sentient beings. We were able to tolerate and yet again still trying to help sentient beings so that they are happy. Not just happy, they really attain calm and calmness and peace and purity. Now, happiness is a term that is more from affectionate emotional point of view. Calm, peace, and clarity is the condition that practice Buddha Dharma, the ultimate purpose is to attain that, because that is what Buddhism will help us to achieve, this true calmness, peaceful, and tranquility in us.
啊，这个发心啊，就众生的苦恼啊，有的时候啊，众生不一定知道哦，或者是啊，反而误会了咯，会叫你啊吃苦头的。那么现在举个比喻来说啊，就等于啊，这个小孩啊，有的时候啊，脾气也不好哦。如果母亲啊，要教他学好哦，总要啊，如果啊，反其道而行之，他这是个赖赖脾气了，用那个小拳头啊，打他的母亲。可是啊，母亲啊，知道这个小孩的拳头啊，很有力量，他反而欢喜啊。因此啊，没有一命啊永恒这个小孩。现在啊，这个真正啊救苦救难的这个菩萨，他也这样子的。说吧，为了救人啊，许多啊不让误会的了，反而啊要受这个大苦头。他呢，苦头吃得一大，他的欢喜心啊来得越充分啊。那么这样子哦，他完全这个笑脸啊来欢迎种种的苦报，才能啊真正啊把沉沦在苦海当中的众生哦，一个一个的挖脱出来。
When we arise this mind of alleviating or suffering sentient beings, sometimes when we do something good to the sentient or others, they may not know. In return, they probably misunderstand us, and they probably let us really suffer a great deal. Now, this is like the situation of a mother trying to raise her child. But sometimes this child has this temper tantrum and really is angry at the mother and will use his fist and hit the mother. And when that happens, the mother will not be angry at the child. She actually turned around very happy because that little fist that being hit, it shows that the child has some strength. So the mother is very happy that the child is healthy and is strong. The same thing situation that when we are trying to help alleviate suffering sentient beings, that alleviate the suffering of sentient beings, we sometimes really face a lot of, you know, difficult situations. We really, really swallow a lot of bitterness because we're trying to help sentient beings. But the more we swallow this bitterness of sentient beings, the stronger our energy, the stronger inner strength and spirit we grow, because we are able to tolerate and swallow all these difficult situations that have been put on in front of us. And then we can grow. Because of that, we are very happy anytime that the sentient beings that are trying to throw obstacles to us, when we are trying to help them, we are facing this with a smile. We are happy of dealing with that. And then when we do that, we are able to truly deliver all the suffering sentient beings one by one by one.
愿安分秀大雄不见又唱是大空啊去学这个大乘的菩萨道啊最主要的啊要有弘誓大愿啊光是有缘没有失啊这是空愿 那么现在有缘有失啊，它才能发生真正的力量。举个比喻啊来说，等于啊一条牛啊，你要叫它呀耕田啊，或者是负责种种的东西啊，它不一定肯定啊，它懒啊。现在如果啊要用鞭子戳着它痛， 他才会向你走的。现在如果你光是有了缘啊，你买这个丝啊来督他，来呀、啊、好好的呀、啊、鞭策他，他不会呀、啊、显示这个真正的呀、啊、这个力量。现在如果有了缘有了丝了，在这个寺院当中啊，不断的安养，不断的奋发，那么 我们安养奋发的对象什么，就是说是大雄佛陀啊。因为这个佛陀啊和这个大菩萨呀、啊、他可以成为大雄。为什么呢？他把种种的那个自我和大我完全啊想好了，完全啊破除了，所以他能够做出一般人做不出的事情。
能顶得住一般人是顶不了的事情，这个成为大雄啊。Vowing with energy and vigor to follow the great hero, Now when we study Mahayana Buddhism, there is most important among studying Mahayana Buddhism is to arise this great vows. If you only have this vow, but not follow with this great vigor, then the vow will not really have any true force. It's like if you want a buffalo, a water buffalo, to do something, if you want him to maybe do work in the field or carry some heavy items, he only had this thought and say, you want this water buffalo to do things, it's not good enough because he's not going to do anything. You have to use this whip to whip him, and then he'll wake up, and then it will start doing what you want to do. It's precisely this idea of something you want to do, like you have this idea of something you're vowing to do, is not good enough. You have to have the spirit and vigor to make it happen. And that is precisely what we need to do. We make a vow and follow that with the vigor to make our vows come true. And what are we learning of making a vow from? We're learning from the Buddha and all the great bodhisattvas. They are great because they have completely dissolved the sense of self. And because they are able to completely dissolve this sense of self or self-attachment, then they are able to do things that ordinary sentient beings will not be able to do. They will have this great wisdom and energy to help others that ordinary sentient beings won't be able to do it. So we have to vow to learn, have the great vows and the eager vigors, just like Buddha and Bodhisattvas.
现在说个能够真正的发愿， 空间当中不断地有情不断地为众生造成得救的机会。
Now a person who truly learned from the great hero, meaning Buddha and the Bodhisattvas, are the ones, their vision is pure, and their steps is very stable. They're not hurrying themselves to be living this cycle of birth and death, the so-called Saha world. No, they will come to the Saha world, stay in the Saha world, in the long and wide and the time limit, unlimited time and expandless space. They will be in all that and coming continuously, endlessly, trying to help delivering sentient beings.
现在啊，由于自己的眼光清净， 脚步即闻， 那么从这样子咯，他在长时间当中啊，这个智慧啊学得充分清净，慈悲啊发得个广大究竟啊，那么这样子啊，他又来啊这个精神啊又奋发，就不会啊退后一步了了。
Because they endlessly lifetime after lifetime coming to this our world, helping delivering sentient beings, helping others, they also help themselves. Their wisdom and their compassions grow bigger and bigger and better because they constantly coming to this our world, helping themselves and others.
Chang Yuan, Xu Hui, Da Ji Yuan. 现在是说啊，真正啊，修学佛菩萨的修学的人啊，说啊，他为这个世界的众生创造种种的啊好的条件，这个缘啊是条件，续回大机缘啊，因为他发心这样创造，许多人跟他这样的发心创造，也就一步一步的一个一个的跟上来了了，因此啊那个续回啊能继续能够啊融会啊种种的啊大的啊这个机缘，就机会和因缘。
Creating and storing up good karmic causes that will transform and nourish all people in the world. Now, sentient beings who truly learn from the Buddha and Bodhisattvas, they...will come to the Saha world endless times, create good conditions, good causes that will help others to alleviate their sufferings. Because they're doing that, other people also are being inspired from them. They also will do.The same thing. They follow these people. So then you create this cause that become, started to generate bigger and bigger cause. And then step by step, they follow what the Buddha has taught them. And this great, great cause will then be fruition.Into a good effect, which is making this world become a much more better and peaceful world.
由于学会了啊广大的这个机会和因缘，换句话说啊，就是啊学会的呀、啊、这个能量啊充分了，整实了。那么这个时候呢？化为事情合理说，就完全啊转化为啊世间群众当中的合理的元素。换句话说，世间的群众啊，就人群啊，听到佛法了咯，就能够啊受这个佛法的顶示，走上了这个活路，有了真正这个合理。那么从此以后啊。活呢活得非常快乐安乐啊这个死呢死得个非常清楚分明，不再为自己的生死而担心了咯，完全在这个生死海当中发达誓愿啊，行着一个大的这个菩萨道。好
No.Once this great cause started to become generated, one by one, people start to vowing to really learn from the Buddha, from what the Buddha had taught us, be able to really walk on the path of a Buddha path, then we will truly live in this peaceful, calm, and tranquility life. We will not worry for ourselves. We are not concerned for ourselves, the so-called life and death issues. We, life after life, come back to this Saha world, helping ourselves and others, and truly be able to live as pure, bright, calm, and tranquility life.